really good when it comes to reviews and things, so this is a segment that is pretty much like how I reviewed or just basically talked about The King of Kong. I like to call it Film Thoughts, because it's part review, but it's also my basic thoughts on what I watched. So, anyway, this week, well, this isn't really a film. Well, the advertising calls it an original direct-to-DVD movie, but it's basically a 44-minute special, but I'm going to call it a film anyway. Warner Home Video released DVD Happiness is a Warm Blanket, Charlie Brown, which is a new Peanuts special, which is the first being done by a new creative team at Peanuts Worldwide and Schultz Creative Associates, who gained the rights last year from United Media. But anyway, most of the creative team who are responsible for the classic Peanuts specials we all know and love are no longer with us. Bill Melendez, the director, passed away a couple of years ago. And, of course, Charles Schultz, who created Peanuts, has been gone for 11 years now. So it's very interesting and a difficult task to put together a team to, bring to life the characters, these characters that most of us know and love in some form or another, whether you're just a casual fan who only knows them, just vaguely from some of the TV specials like A Charlie Brown Christmas, or people like me who are more not diehard fans, but very interested than your average layperson and the people who happen to be quite diehard fans. But the special, the writing credits to the special go to Stefan Pastis and Craig Schultz, and it was directed by Andy Beal. For the animation was done by Wildbrain. But anyway, most of the gags and such actually come directly from Charles Schultz's comic strips, and the basic plot of the film, there isn't really a plot per se. There kind of is and there kind of isn't. It's basically just a bunch of Peanuts gags strung together, but the basic story is the travails of Linus and his blanket, mainly the fact that Linus's grandmother is coming in a few weeks, and how much that she hates blankets. So Lucy tries with all of the tact that is Lucy, which of course is, and if you know how Lucy is, it's not much, to get the blanket away from Linus once and for all, and Linus's attempts to cope with life without his blanket, which of course for him is very difficult, so he tries as hard as he can to keep the blanket without Lucy or his grandmother figuring it out. And there are a couple of other gags involved as well in between. Some of them involve Snoopy trying to steal the blanket away from Linus. Most of them are recurring themes that casual fans and more diehard fans of Peanuts will probably recognize, such as Snoopy trying to take the blanket away from Linus, and a few other things to sort of, entertain besides the main storyline. There are a couple of gags with Lucy attempting to woo Schroeder with the typical results, and Charlie Brown attempting to fly a kite, again with the typical results, and there are a couple of gags with the gang playing baseball, and a couple of gags with Pigpen being Pigpen. It's very interesting the way the special is put together. It very much looks and feels like a classic Peanuts special. The animation looks very much like a Peanuts special from, say, the early vintage, the 1960s or so, which is the era I think they were going for, because that's, I think, where most of the gags come from, and most of the characters that we know The main characters that we all know, such as Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Linus and Lucy and Schroeder, but some of the supporting characters are those that appeared in the late 50s and early 60s that never got screen time past then, such as Violet and Shermie and Patty, not Peppermint Patty. She didn't come until later. This is a different Patty, but it's just... And the animation looks very much like a traditional Peanuts special, but the animators also put in their own little touches, which I think is unique. There are some very nice little scene transitions. There are some clever things that they do to transit from one scene to another. Like, one example that I thought was clever was... there's one scene, to transition from one scene to another, we have Charlie Brown and Linus sitting at the wall they always sit at and talking, and then the next scene is them in the little room that they always sit in and watch TV, and the way that they transition from that is clever. Snoopy was trying to get the blanket and Linus pulls it away from him and he falls from his head and Snoopy falls asleep. So we see that through Snoopy's eyes. His eyes close and then so there's nothing but black, and then we see the blackness becomes a television set that's turned off because all of a sudden we see static as the TV turns on, and then we go into the TV room. The scene transitions are very clever in that way. There are also some clever animation bits, like there's one that's just done in solid colors as Charlie Brown imagines his, all the ways he's tortured every day, people calling him a blockhead, Lucy yelling at him and pulling the football away from him. The background transitions from solid colors, and the characters are all in white with shadow and there's no color. It's just very clever the way it's done. The gags are very funny. They're typical Peanuts gags. You know, the verbal gags that are very funny. Schultz had a way with humor. And there are also a couple of sight gags that are very funny. And, I don't want to give too much away. There isn't really much to give away, but there is sort of a storyline as, I don't want to give away, but there is, like, a little lesson almost about I guess I am kind of giving it away, but I not really, but there's sort of a lesson about Linus comes to the conclusion that we all have insecurities in our life, and we have some way to fill them. For Schroeder, it's playing his piano. For Lucy, it's attempting to attract Schroeder. For Linus, it just so happens to be his blanket, but... the only problem I had with it is perhaps it was a bit too long. It's 44 minutes long. Apparently the contract that they signed, they had to make it 44 minutes long, but, if it's in the contract, there's nothing I could do about it, but, you know, there's nothing they can do about it, but, you know, perhaps it might have been a little better if it was a bit shorter, of course, maybe 30 minutes or so, but, of course, there's nothing they could do with it, but it's still worth a look. The special features which appear on the DVD are quite interesting, especially what went into writing the show, or in this case, assembling the show, as it were, because Stefan Pastis, who wrote this along with Schultz's son, Craig. Stefan Pastis is the cartoonist who does Pearls Before Swine, but he's also a very big Peanuts fan, and it was interesting, as he put it, it's like, you know, building a model ship, or except it has tens of thousands of parts, because, you know, Charles Schultz drew 50 years worth of Peanuts comic strips, and he had to go through all these strips to find all of these gags and all of these pieces of dialogue and fit them together to make a story, which is actually pretty impressive if you think about it. It's just very interesting to hear him and Craig Schultz and some others talk about, you know, how difficult it was to piece together Charles Schultz's work and make it into something that's new, but it's also true to the wit and dialogue of Charles Schultz, and as I said, I think they did a good job. It's interesting that they talk about the fact that, you know, for the most part, until he changed it sometime in the 80s, Peanuts was drawn four panels, and they were commenting about the fact that if you take one of those panels away, it kind of ruins the setup. And they were commenting about the fact that, you know, usually in the third panel, Schultz would usually leave it silent to give a character a chance to react or just a blank pause. And it's they say if you take that third panel out, you know, it doesn't work as well, which is true. But I also think it's funny because there was a link that happened to be going around the way I'm recording this is very similar to a popular humor site called Garfield Minus Garfield, which basically takes Garfield the cat himself out of Garfield comic strips and just leaves his owner John talking about how pathetic and boring his life is. And they were commenting, there's a site now called Three Nuts, which comments if you, rather than the third panel, if you take the fourth panel out of a Peanuts comic strip and take away the punchline, it somehow becomes even more depressing, and you just have the characters complaining, you know, Charlie Brown complaining about how pathetic his life is without no punchline to brighten it up, or Lucy just being mean to anyone without any sort of joke at the end to sort of, you know, make it lighthearted, almost like, almost a comeback, but not quite. But it's just very funny that in both ways they were talking about how if you take this piece out of the equation, it makes an unusual result. Either it makes it not as funny or it makes it incredibly depressing, whether or not you're more of the third or the fourth panel. But anyway, if you're a casual fan of Peanuts or animation in general, or if you are a more acquainted fan like me, well, if you're any at all familiar with the Peanuts characters, I think you'll like this. Like I said, it's not perfect, but it's definitely very true to the Peanuts spirit, but it also puts its own spin on it. They actually have in their contract another 44-minute special, and if they do so, I hope it's just as good as this one, and maybe even better than this one if they do a second one. But for now, this is a surprisingly very true to the Peanuts comic strip and the old Peanuts specials. The music is done by Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo fame, but it sounds very much like that Vince Guaraldi jazz we all acquaint with Peanuts. The voices are very true. They're all done by children, just as they've always been. And the director himself, Andy Beal, does Snoopy's little grunts and groans, just as Bill Melendez himself did for years. And he sounds very close to Melendez. It's just, like I said, if you're at all familiar with Peanuts, you'll probably enjoy it. So go ahead and check that out.